I think we just really started the Rader television program. So he did get Rader TV training when he was in the journalism school, but it was really a brand new program then.
And then he went on to work in the Pacific Northwest, including Montana, doing jobs for small radio stations and TV stations.
That's right, he did, until he NBC News had their eye on him and offered him a scholarship to attend Columbia University. So he was able to go there, and he graduated in 1962.
With honors, right?
That's correct, with honors.
And then his career began to take off, and he started working in larger markets in California and I think Cleveland and then in Spokane as well, and sort of moved up the ranks into a network job.
That's right. NBC elevated him to correspondent it was the mid-60s, and he then started covering big stories like the Martin Luther King assassination and funeral, and he was based in California for part of that time, so he covered Angela Davis's trial and the Charles Manson trials and student unrest at Berkeley and just a lot of events that were really an important part of the news in that time.
And he also reported overseas. He covered, I think, the Vietnam War and some other conflicts around the world.
He did. He was based in Tokyo as a Far East correspondent, so he wasn't a Vietnam correspondent, but he often went to Vietnam or Cambodia or Laos, and so he did a lot of stories from there, including a six-week stint where he did a series of special reports for nightly news.
And he covered several presidential campaigns and conventions, including, I think, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and the 84 presidential campaign.
That's correct. He did. I know he spent a lot of time on the Jimmy Carter campaign. I think maybe a little bit less with Reagan, but yep. And then while he was doing environmental reporting, they asked him to cover the 84 presidential campaign. So he did that right up through the election, and he was there on the floor as a floor reporter. His wife has a wonderful picture of him as one of four correspondents sitting on the floor of the conventions with their producers behind him, and Don's all dressed in his suit, but he has tennis shoes on because he knew that his tennis shoes were never going to be on TV and that he was going to be on his feet for several days at a time at both conventions.
And he did, as you say, cover a lot of environmental stories, especially in the 1980s. Was that a beat he chose, or was he picked for that, or do you know what his connection with that particular kind of story?
He was very interested in it, and I think it was when NBC just decided to devote somebody to environmental issues because that was really becoming an important topic. And so he did a lot of environmental stories. He was in Alaska quite a bit, but primarily all over the West, he was doing stories about the environment, and I think that was something he really found fulfilling.
And he was known as, you put it, a hard-nosed, aggressive reporter, but he had a sense of humor as well, it sounds like.
Oh, he certainly did. I think Don Oliver was the funniest person I've ever known, and I'm getting lots of remembrances from colleagues that he worked with, and they're all telling these hilarious stories about Don, and he really was thought of as a very funny, practical joker, but when it came down time for work, nobody was more aggressive, hard-nosed, and after the story than he was, but he truly, truly was a funny guy.
He loved television as a medium. Of course, that was his primary medium throughout his career, but he was worried about the direction television was heading.
Well, as he told an interviewer, he really was a little bit worried, especially with the 24-hour news cycle, that there was such pressure to get things on the air immediately that there wasn't really time for introspection and really kind of looking more in-depth at stories. So I know he did worry about that.
Then he retired from NBC in 1992, and he and his wife eventually ended back in Missoula, and his connection to UM was lifelong, wasn't it? And he was very, I know, seminal in helping get the new journalism school built.
He really was. He was interested in the journalism school all his life. Even though he went to Columbia, his real primary interest in his academic career was at UM, and he was very proud of the school and the students and the faculty, and well before he ever came and taught for us for a semester. He was interested in the school. He donated money. He came to visit, talk to students. He really mentored them, and he did spend a semester teaching for us on 2 weeks' notice after Interim Dean Joe Durso died, and he taught three courses for us that fall. And he just really loved the school, and I know he was an incredible help to Dean Jerry Brown, both in getting our advisory council off the board, off the ground, and moving it forward, and helping the school raise money for the new building. He just was really an invaluable source of help.
What an inspiration he must have been to the students he taught, and also to students who just learned about him and his connection to UM.
He certainly was. He really was an inspiration to the students, but I remember a funny story he told me about when he was teaching, which was in 1998, and he said, first he thought, I don't understand why the students aren't paying more attention to me. Of course, he was joking. But then he said, I thought back and remembered that, well, when I graduated in 1958, it would have been as if somebody from who had graduated in 1918 was coming back to the school to tell me how to do it. He said it really gave me a little context about how long ago it had been since he graduated. But, of course, with the kind of career he had, he certainly had lots to teach.
It's wonderful to remember Don Oliver with you. I have been speaking with retired University of Montana journalism professor Carol Van Valkenburg, a family friend of Don Oliver. Carol, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.